So let's review. Agmar began by referring to our Mishnah, which used the scenario of a balabayis and an ani, to illustrate the 8 cases of Aitzah. In 4 of them, the balabayis or the ani made a complete malacha by doing both the akira lifting and the hanacha putting down. Therefore, all 4 cases, there are chayev midairaisa. In the other 4 cases, where each person did only half the malacha, either akira or hanacha, they were only over an isad rabban. The Gemara asks, if you think about it, there are actually 12 cases of someone doing an Isser. In each of the last 4 cases of the Mishnah, where both the Balabais and the Ani did part of the Malacha, either by doing an Akira or a Hanocha, the Mishnah only counted 1 Isser for each case. But the truth is that 2 Isserim take place in each of those cases. In other words, those 4 scenarios are actually describing 8 Isserim Drabban, 4 of the Balabais and 4 of the Ani. Add that to the first 4 cases of Chiyuv Deiraisa, and we have 12 cases in all. The Gemara answers, Pituri de Asi Behula de Chiyuv Chatas Kachashim. De Loi Asi Behula de Chiyuv Chatas Loi Kachashim. The Mishnah was only counting Yisum, which are either Issa Medeiraisa or could lead to an Issa Deiraisa. The first 4 cases are counted because they each are an Issa Medeiraisa. However, in the second 4 cases, we only count the Issa of the person who did the Akira. If only he could possibly finish the Issa by also doing the Hanacha and become Chiyuv Medaraisa. However, the person who only made the Hanacha cannot come to a Chiyuv Medaraisa. The Gemara also pointed out that in the first 4 cases of Chiyuv Medaraisa, the Mishnah says, Ha'oni Chayiv u'Balabayis Pater, or Balabayis Chayiv u'Oni Pater. Of course, we cannot count the 4 Peturim as additional cases of Issa. Because although generally when the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos says Pater, it means Pater Aval Aser, he's exempt Medaraisa, but it's still awesome Drabanan. In these cases, it is Pater Umutr. It's actually permitted, because that person did no Isra at all. The other person who was Chayiv Medaraisa did both the Akira and the Hanacha. The Gemara continues to discuss the last 4 cases of the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, we learned that where each person only did either an Akira or a Hanacha, Shnei Baturim, they are both Pater Medaraisa, and there is only a Isra Drabanan. The Gemara asks, Varsavida Melacha Mid Beinayu. The fact is, and between the 2 of them, they did an Akira and Hanacha, a complete Malacha. As Taisa explains, the second person who did the Hanacha should be Chayiv Medaraisa, for he completed the Malacha. The Gemara answers, Tanya, Rebbe Yomer, Me'am Ha'oretz Ba'asaisa. In the Parsha of Chatas, it says, Me'am Ha'oretz Ba'asaisa, Achas Mimitzas Hashem. This comes to teach us that Ha'isa es Kula, V'lo Ha'isa es Miktsasa. Only one who does the whole act, the entire Avera, is Chayiv Chatas. Therefore, Yachid va'asa isa chayiv. If one person does the whole isa, he's chayiv. Shnayim va'asu isa p'turim. But if 2 people do it together, like in our case, where one did the akira and the other did the hanacha, they're both pater medaraisa. The Gemara then analyzes the nature of akira. Bo'yiminei Rav mi Rabbi. Hetinu chaveroi oichlinu mashkin v'yitzin l'chutzmau. Rav asked Rabbi, if one person puts something onto another person's back in the Rishus HaYachad, and then the second person walks out into the Rishus HaRam with the load on his back, what is the halacha? Do we say that Akiris Gufa ka Akiris Chavetz mim Kaimu Dami Umachayiv? Aydil Maloy. When the second person starts to walk, is that called an Akira of the load on his back from Rishus HaYachad? If it is, then when he steps in Rishus HaRam and he stops, he has done both an Akira and Hanacha and he's Chayiv Midaraisa. But if it's not considered an Akira, then the person carrying the load on his back only made a Hanacha, and it would not be Chayiv Medaraisa. Rebbe answered, Chayiv, starting to walk is considered an Akira, and the second person is Chayiv. And then he adds, Ve'ein Adam Eliyad. However, it's not comparable to a Yad, a person's hand, which means, you might ask as follows. In our Mishnah, we had a case where the Balabais put something into the Ani's hand while it was extended into the Rishus HaYachad. And then the Ani brought his hand out into the Rishus HaRab. The Mishnah ruled that the Ani is Pater because he only did the Hanacha. Now, according to Rebbe, why don't we say that when he begins to move his hand out of the Rishus HaYachad, that's considered an Akira, and together with the subsequent Hanacha, he completed the Malacha and he should be Chayiv. To which Rebbe makes a most significant distinction. Gufay Nayich, Yodoy Loy Nayich. His body, when standing in one place, is at rest. Therefore, when he starts walking, that's considered an Akira, lifting the items on his back from their stationary position. Whereas his hand by itself, when extended into Rishus, different than where his body is standing, that's not considered to be at rest. Therefore, the Balabais who placed it in his hands is actually the one who made the Akira, and all the while that it's in the hand of the Ani, it's considered to be in transit until he makes the Hanacha in the Rishus HaRab. The Gemara continues with this case of where the hand is extended into a rishus different than where his body is standing. Amar Abaye, pshitili, yadei shel adam ein like rishus harabim v'leik rishus hayachid. Now it's obvious from the Mishnah that a hand is not like a rishus harabim or rishus hayachid, and that it would halachically be considered to be in the same rishus as the rest of his body. For in the above-mentioned case, where the Yani is standing in Rishus HaRab and extends his hand into Rishus HaYachid, if his hand were to be considered to be together with his body in Rishus HaRab, then the Baal HaBayis who removes something from his hand should be Chayiv, because he is doing the entire transfer from Rishus HaRab into Rishus HaYachid all by himself. Rather, it's clear that the hand is considered to be in its own Rishus, which in our case is the same Rishus as which the Baal HaBayis is in. This results in the following Shaila. Mahu Sheti Asa Kekarmelis. When he extended his hand with something in it into the other rishus, now he transgressed in Issa d'Rabbanan of doing an akira. Did the Rabbanan decree a knas and penalize him by declaring his hand a karmelis, thereby forbidding him to bring his hand back into the rishus where he is standing? At first, the Gemara says that this question of Abai seems to be machlokes between two brises. One brise says Haisa. If he extended his hand filled with fruit into their other rishus, he's forbidden to return it. And the second brisa says, Mutar lachzir, you're allowed to bring your hand back. However, the Gemara goes on to show how both brises can be reconciled with either side of the shaila in various ways. The Gemara in the end goes on to explain that although the Rabbanan did not declare his hand a karmelis, the brisa which rules Asa lachzir is referring to one of several circumstances where the Rabbanan did indeed penalize him for various other reasons.